Hey everybody, welcome back to the Diss Kids podcast. I'm Gianna.
And I'm Kula, and today we're going to be doing underrated or overrated Disney movies.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Gianna, you have the list. What's the first movie that we're going to determine is over or underrated?
All right, so our first movie is Cars 2.
Okay, I liked this movie. This is the one where it's more of Mater's perspective.
Yes.
And like his journey throughout, like, oh my God, literally was Lightning McQueen's
racing.
Yeah. And it's, he like becomes a spy and all this stuff. I thought it was pretty good.
I don't love it.
No, it's really, really different from like the first Cars movie because it's not as much about racing.
Yeah.
As it is about like super spy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it makes Mater more involved and he's a really good like side character.
Yeah.
And he's really funny.
I just think that the way it was like made kind of like threw me off a little bit though.
How so?
Like I feel like it was a little out of place.
It didn't fit.
It didn't really fit what was going on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Kinda. Like I know it's like a Mater story and it's obviously going to be different because it's not Lightning McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was different.
Do you think it should have been named different? Like you know how it goes. Finding Nemo and Finding Dory.
Yeah, I do think it should have been named.
It should have been like a separate movie. Like the same franchise, but like a separate category kind of.
Yeah.
Because they go from Cars 1 to Cars 2, which is about mm-hmm. Mater, but then they go back to Cars 3.
Right.
Which is back to Lightning McQueen again.
Yeah, they definitely, because it's not really like a second movie. It's like, it is, but like, it's kind of like a whole different movie since it's Mater, not
I see what you
McQueen.
Mean. Like, most movies are a continuation.
Right.
Versus this is like.
Because if you're thinking about continuation, it would have been, Cars 3 would have been 2.
That's true.
Technically.
They wouldn't have been a 3.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, because it would have been 1 and 2.
Or they could have just done Cars 3 second and then done Mater last.
So do you think it's overrated or underrated? Like, do you think
I think it's overrated.
You do? You don't think it should exist, really?
I don't really think it should.
I thought it was funny. I think it's underrated. I feel like people hate on it too much.
I think it's because it's out of place.
I think it's funny, though. I like it. I enjoy watching it. I wouldn't want it to not exist.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't exist. I'm just saying it's a little overrated.
You would rather watch something else?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like I'm not going to put on the TV and watch Cars 2. I'd rather put on Cars 1.
Okay, yeah. I still think it's underrated, though. Okay, what's
entitled to your own opinion.
I am. That's the whole point of this podcast. So what is the next movie?
All right, next movie is Chicken Little.
Aw, I haven't watched that one in forever.
Me neither.
That was a good one.
I think Chicken Little is a little underrated. Yeah.
That's under. You were focusing so hard on that.
Yeah, I didn't know what the word was for a second.
Yeah. That one, yeah.
I feel like nobody talks about it.
No. Only ever, like, once in a while it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a movie that people quote all the time or, like, you see merch for all the time.
Yeah.
But it is a good movie and it's funny.
It is a really good movie and it's very funny.
I like funny movies.
Yeah, me too. I think most people do, no? I actually don't.
Yeah, no, some people like sad movies. Some people like horror movies. Some
people
like.
But, like, I do, I think that nobody talks about it anymore. Like, it used to be very popular.
Yeah, well, obviously when it, like, first came out.
No, like, even, like, a couple years ago, you still used to be very popular.
And now no one really talks about it.
I feel like no one talks about it now.
Chicken Little's a good one. I think it's underrated.
I think so, too.
I don't know what else to really say about Chicken Little. Sky's falling.
All right, maybe that's it, then.
Okay.
All right, next one is Emperor's New Groove.
I've only seen this one once.
Same, because we watched it together.
But that one time I saw it, it was funny.
So funny. It was, like, probably, like, the best movie.
I didn't know, like, what it was going to be about. I didn't hear anything about it.
Mm-mm, so me neither.
We just, like, put it on the TV because it sounded interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I bet we, like, heard the name somewhere
mm-hmm.
or something. We're like, oh, we haven't watched that. Let's watch it. But that was, like, the only reason why we were going to watch it.
Now, see, I can't tell if this is overrated or underrated because I feel like a lot of people talk about it.
Really?
Ooh, my bad. I feel like people never talk about it. Always talk about it, but it's always mixed.
I feel like people maybe mention the villains sometimes as like jokes.
Yeah. So like I feel like it's not overrated or underrated. I feel like it's right in the middle.
What's the guy's name? Like Kronk?
Yeah,
that guy's
so.
Funny, right?
Yeah. But I don't think it's overrated or underrated.
I think it's underrated.
I think it's right in between, only because I feel like a lot of people still talk about it, but they either hate it or they love it.
I would like to see more Emperor's New Groove, like, stuff going on.
Yeah.
Because I think they made a sequel about Kronk, but that's it. I haven't watched that one, though.
Is that his name?
Not the main character.
No, I know, but, like, are you saying the right name?
Probably not. Let me look it up real quick.
But I honestly don't think that it's underrated or overrated, like, at all.
I think it's underrated.
I think it's right in between.
I wonder what Bella thinks. I think she really likes that one.
I don't think she's ever seen it. I said
think so many times.
Yeah. I don't think she's, oh.
There you go, again.
I don't know if she's ever seen it. Because we were talking about it the last podcast.
Oh, really?
Because I thought it was something else. Yeah. And I don't recall her ever.
I love you changing your vocab.
Shush. I don't remember her ever saying that she saw it.
I can't, for some reason, I'm trying to scroll and find the, I probably should just search it, huh? Kronk. Yeah. Kronk's New Groove.
Kronk?
Yeah.
All right. Then it is Kronk. Okay. Yeah. So I think it's right in between.
I agree. Actually, I changed my mind. Actually, I do see a lot of stuff on social media, like, cracking jokes about it and, like, using different memes.
Yeah, but,
for
like,
it.
It's either hated or it's loved.
Loved.
Am I right, though?
Yeah. I think it's a really, really good movie, and I would like to see it be talked about more.
Yeah. I think it's just very funny.
Yeah. Okay, next movie.
Okay. Snow White.
Interesting.
Snow White's one of the first animated princess movie, right?
It is the first.
That's what I said.
You said one of the.
Oh, my bad. I meant to say the first. But I feel like it's, I don't know. I feel like people don't love it.
I know. I'm trying to think of my words before.
It's very controversial.
Yes. Whenever I see people talking about it, it's never in a, like, Snow White is my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I
like
mean by
a
that.
Snow White is weird because of these reasons.
Yep, I agree.
But I do like the whole idea with, like, the dwarfs and, like,
yeah,
you know, that's so cute.
And, like, the apple.
And the mining and, like, the, that's all fun.
I think it's overrated.
Aw, really?
Because Snow White's not my favorite princess.
She's not mine either.
So, like, and I probably will never put on that movie.
Yeah.
But, like, I will talk about her.
See, the villain's really cool, though.
Yes, the villain is really cool. Like, yeah.
The whole, like, mirror, mirror on the wall. Like, I love that. But then otherwise, there's a lot more Disney princess movies that are just a lot better, plot-wise.
Right, right. Yeah, and that plot was not very great.
It's, like, it's just so easy to explain.
Yeah. Like, she gets an apple. She bites into it.
Yeah.
It does.
I guess for the time, it is really impressive. It's like a whole new concept.
Right.
No one's really done that, especially Disney. But now, since we have so many choices for Disney princesses, that one just seems so basic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, overrated.
Yeah. I agree.
Next. Although it is iconic.
It is iconic. But here's the thing. It's only iconic because it's the first movie.
That's fair.
That's what I mean.
But, like, the poison apple. And, like,
but you can't think of it like that. The only reason why it's iconic, what logic-wise, is because it's the first movie, Disney princess movie.
If it never existed, do you think Disney would be making the candy apples in the stores?
Probably not.
My goodness, can you imagine that?
Then again, that's probably why it's iconic.
Okay, next movie.
All right, Wreck-It Ralph.
Ah, but the iconic.
First, oh, that's the first one.
I literally switched the podcast from underrated iconic to iconic or not iconic.
You could change it.
I feel like I like the second one better. Do I?
Is I think I lie? Like the second one better.
I don't know if I'm lying or not.
Only because it's the second movie.
That's it? That's the only reason?
I feel like, yeah. I mean, like,
I thought it was interesting because of the internet, all that kind of
stuff. I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, true. I feel like some, but, like, when, honestly, wait, hang on. I think I might change my mind. I think I like the first movie better.
Okay.
Because when you watch the second movie,
mm-hmm,
all the jokes are the same.
True.
Like, when you think about it, like, everything's the same as the first movie except for the theme.
Also, the first movie is just, like, satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about it. It's definitely the animation or something.
It has to be.
But, like, him, like, with the bricks.
Yep.
and like mm-hmm. the whole hotel,
and like the candy.
It's just all so satisfying.
It is iconic. I gotta say it again.
That one is very iconic.
So I do, but like this is another one that's also in between as overrated or underrated because yeah. I feel like a lot of people love it, but a lot of people like the second movie better.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. I don't know. Although when the first one came out, it was like insanely popular, but not as much people are like.
A lot of people are talking about the Break the Internet one.
Really? Okay, maybe I'm just not looking into stuff enough.
No, you definitely didn't think of this podcast.
I don't know
before.
Which one I like better.
I think I like Wreck-It Ralph the first one better.
The first one better?
Because like, oh, I'm going to wreck it is like the first. That's like the.
I feel like the first one's so sad though.
Well, obviously.
It's the first one is so sad.
Obviously.
What do you mean obviously?
Like, yeah, it's going to be sad. He's being bullied.
Well, so what's
for
the girl's
being
name?
Of like quote unquote
Penelope
villain.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Penelope.
Yeah, and then she's also bullied.
Vanellope.
Is it Vanellope?
Is it Vanellope? Penelope? I don't remember.
Oh my gosh, wait, I'm Googling it 1 second.
Again?
Keep talking. I'm gonna Google it.
I think it is a little bit underrated solely because of the second movie. Once the second movie came out, everyone I feel like forgot about the first one and is now talking about the second one. And now it's underrated.
Oh my gosh, what is her name? I'm going crazy.
I think it's Vanellope.
Oh, it totally is. V-A-N-E-L-L-O-P-E. Vanellope.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was... I guess Penelope is more common.
It's because like, he always screams, Vanellope!
Yeah, Penelope didn't sound
I
right.
Also just recently watched the movie, so that's why I...
Oh.
It's like in the background of my room.
Gotcha.
Okay,
okay,
so
you know
I
what?
Think it's underrated.
I changed my mind. Wait, Breaks the Internet or the original?
The original.
Is that what you wrote down?
Yeah, yes.
Really?
The original.
What you wrote down on your list?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, for some reason I thought you wrote... I totally changed the whole subject, didn't I?
You did. That's.
Oh my goodness. My apologies. I think it's underrated.
I think
it's
underrated.
It's very satisfying. It's different from a lot of things that came out.
I can't believe you just did that.
And I still like the second one a lot.
I do too.
But that's not what we're talking about.
But that's not what we're talking about.
I totally
about.
Just changed the whole
but
thing.
But if it was the second one, I would say it's overrated.
Really?
Yeah, I would. It's a good movie, but it's too popular enough to.
I think the first one's underrated. The second one's accurately rated.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, next.
All right, the next one is Lightyear. Now, this is the newer movie.
That one is so underrated.
Can I finish talking?
Sure, go ahead.
This is the new movie of Buzz Lightyear before he turned in, like the movie that Andy watched. When they turned him into a game.
Toy.
My bad. This one's so underrated.
So underrated. Everyone
just stopped as soon as it got out. But, like, talking about it.
They were making fun of it for no reason either.
I think it was, like, a really good concept of a movie.
Me too. And also, if I was... I don't know how old Annie is. I want to say, like, 10.
Andy.
Is that what I... I'm sorry.
Said Annie.
Did I say Annie?
It sounded like you did.
Andy.
All right, keep going.
I don't know how old Andy is. I'm going to say 10.
Yeah.
If I was 10 and I watched Lightyear.
I would think it was the best movie ever.
Right?
I'm
not
that.
10 and
I
enjoyed
very
it.
Very interesting too. Like spoilers if you've never seen it. But like the way he like went in the spaceship and like you wrapped around that. Like, whatever it was called.
Yeah, and you said, sorry for spoilers, and then give the most broad description of any movie ever.
What do you mean?
He went in a spaceship and wrapped around, like, a thing.
No, like the Earth or something. Like, what did he wrap around them? Like,
he was trying to, like...
I don't remember.
Why do I not eat it? No, I totally do.
And, like, the year changed, and, like, everyone got older, but
was,
he didn't. Like,
it
that was
a
cool.
time travel thing.
Yeah, like,
on.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
You totally are.
I am a little bit.
Right. That was cool.
And then like, it was, like, the planet got took over.
Yeah. And then he had a fight. Oh, my God. What's his name?
Zurg. Yeah.
He had to fight Zurg. Like that was cool.
Yeah.
This was all, and all the characters were very funny too. He was a little bland, but that's how Buzz is.
Yeah, and as the toy, that's exactly how he acts. What else? I don't understand what other people were expecting.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't. Obviously, they made the toy off of this movie so that the actor in the movie is going to act like the toy.
Yep.
That the movie's based, you know?
Yeah. I really do think it's underrated.
I think it's underrated. I would watch it again.
I definitely
like that's
would.
Where I want to go.
I think I did.
You watched it twice?
I think so.
I know we watched it together.
I don't know.
Like
don't
once know. We watched it. I think it's underrated.
You do? Me too. I don't know why I said you do.
You do? You sure? Yeah.
Okay, the next one. You ready?
Yes.
The Good Dinosaur.
I kind of forget what happens in that one.
What? I do too.
All I remember is this, there's like a TikTok going on right now where he like drinks the water and spits it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I well, and the father does.
Oh, yeah.
Like when in that like water storm kind of.
Oh, it's waterfall. Like, okay, so it's the green like dinosaur guy. Mm-hmm. And he, doesn't he make friends with some T-Rex dudes?
Does he?
I think so.
I honestly don't remember. I just remember the beginning of the movie, and I remember it being really sad, and I almost cried. But I remember that
you
movie
almost
being,
cried.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Oh.
But I remember it being a little underrated. My bad.
I don't know if I liked it.
I didn't. I don't think I love it, but I do think it's an underrated movie.
I think it's overrated. What? I don't want to watch a sad movie.
But it's not that sad.
It's a little bit sad.
Only in the beginning.
That's part sad to me.
All right, whatever. So you think it's overrated?
I do. Maybe I'll give it another watch soon.
We need Bella here. We need her to break the tie.
Yeah. That's what we're missing, a tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly. God. Okay. So that's it.
But you say under and I say
over. I said
over.
Under.
Yeah, I think it's overrated. I, like, wouldn't sit down and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All these other ones, like, I would sit down and watch them. I just said I would have to rewatch it to make up my mind, but I don't know if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated.
I think it's underrated. I don't know. I don't care. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, the next movie is Onward.
I forgot about that one.
You did?
Yep.
We literally just recently watched it. It came out last year.
That's not that recent.
It came out last summer. That's pretty recent. Actually, no, it's not.
That's with Tom Holland?
Tom Holland and Chris Pratt. I think it's... Okay. I don't know if it's the best movie ever, but I think it is underrated.
It was pretty cool. I don't know if it was what I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting.
I don't think I was expecting anything.
I don't think so either.
I think I was just expecting, like... I don't know, actually.
I just heard like Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, but like they've already been in movies together.
Yeah,
maybe that's why this movie, like when I was watching it, it seemed good because they already know each other and how to work with each other, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the plot was good though.
I thought it was too.
The little adventure.
I think it was fun. I think it was funny.
It was funny. It was also sad, though.
It was a little
why
sad.
Why are all these movies sad?
Well, it's only because of the father. Again,
why is it always the father?
It's always the father.
My goodness.
I think it is a little bit underrated. I don't know. I think this is also the one that's in the middle.
Like
leaning
rated?
Towards underrated.
I think
know?
It's also leaning towards underrated, yeah.
Like it is, I don't know. I think it's in between. God, we need
it was
need
a cool concept. Like I appreciate how they're doing different things.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Because I just wish they would go back and forth between old and new. Does that make sense?
But there was a period of time where they were doing the same things kind of over and over again.
Yeah, but they were good.
Well, they're still doing that now with like live actions.
Yeah, but
they're doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, but they're also doing the same animation over and over again too.
That's true. I don't like the animation style.
I hate the animation style now.
It's too bubbly.
It's too Pixar.
I think it is Pixar.
No, it's... Oh, wait, is it?
But why is Pixar, okay, I understand it's Pixar. Why does Pixar have to be the exact same?
Yeah, in every single movie? Why couldn't it be different? I think Disney is copying Pixar.
You know what art style I like?
What?
Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse.
Spideyverse?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to pretend that I didn't say that. You know what I meant, though.
Yeah, I do.
That, see, it was a different animation style.
Yeah, but that was also, like, expected,
but it was cool and it was different.
I think they just need to switch up their style
because every single movie that comes out now all looks the same.
That's what I just said.
I know, I'm just emphasizing that.
Okay, I mean they did look the same before, like with all the princess movies.
Yeah.
But that was way better than what it is now.
I know. I'm just emphasizing that there are options.
Yeah.
There are way more options now than there were before. And they're still doing the same thing. Everyone's so obsessed with like hyper realism, like zooming in and like Mr. Incredible's t-shirt to see if the fuzz and stitching. I don't care about the fuzz and the stitching.
Okay, but you cannot compare Incredibles to anything because Incredibles was a pretty good.
Okay, I'm just saying.
We're getting off topic.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, keep going. I'm down here. I think it's underrated,
but I do think the animation style should be improved.
I just think all the face shape is the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big head, big nose with, like, a tiny body.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like a long head, though.
But
they're all the same.
Yeah.
Like, if there was, like, one, like, they're all, like, they all look the same.
But I just don't know
where. If it was that and, like, something else, it would be so much better.
Because it's so, the whole concept is so creative. And the color scheme and the whole environment that they're in. And it's a different universe, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks the same as, like, Luca.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say that they look the same. Obviously, the animation styles are a little bit different.
But they look the same.
But they are all very round.
Yeah. All right, next. All right, we're going off topic.
Sorry.
All right, our next movie is Coco.
That was good.
Oh,
I can't say that was underrated, or overrated, I mean. But I also can't say it was underrated. I can't say it was overrated.
I think it's overrated.
Though it was also sad, though. Why are all these movies sad now?
Coola. That's the whole thing. That's why that's why movies get so popular. Because they have to have something sad in it, I guess.
Do they, though? Is it necessary?
No.
I don't like it when they get sad. Like, Cars 2 wasn't sad, was it?
Yeah, but was Cars 3?
Cars 2, you did get bullied a little bit.
Yeah, but was Cars 3...
Wicked Cars, sad, yeah, and I didn't like Cars 3.
Yeah, but it was sad, but...
Cars 3 is so overrated.
Coco, I think, is overrated.
Why?
Because I don't like singing.
What?
I'm not a fan of singing movies, but I think the concept was very cool. I think it was different, but I also feel like it was the same.
No, I can't agree with that.
All right, oh well, you're entitled to your own opinion.
I am, very much so, and I think Coco was amazing, and I cannot say it was over or underrated because it's not underrated.
It's just not my favorite movie. I definitely wouldn't put it on if I had any free time. You're telling me you would go upstairs right now and put on Coco.
Okay, wait. But, like, the first time you watched it, the giant twist and the different villain.
Can I just say something?
Oh, my goodness, what's going on?
Can I just say something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did watch it in the movie theater, and I fell asleep.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I fell asleep. That's why I don't think my go-to movie.
That means you're not entitled to your opinion, because how are you going to fall asleep while watching it and then say if it's good or not?
Because I fell asleep in the end.
No, it means that you didn't watch the whole thing.
I've watched it twice.
Oh.
I literally can't. I literally can't.
I think it's a great movie.
I think it's such not great movie.
Okay, next question before we get mad at each other.
We already did. All right, next question. Next movie is Bolt.
That's such a good one.
Bolt's a classic.
It is a classic.
Bolt is not overrated. It's underrated, but other people may disagree, thinking it's... Wait, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I think it's underrated, but people in the world think it is... can I please restart?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that it's underrated, but other people may say that it's overrated.
Why do you think they would say it's overrated?
Not sure, but I've heard people say that it's not a great movie.
I love it.
I think it's a good movie.
Just good?
Great.
It's a great movie. You know who's my favorite character?
Who?
The little hamster guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the little ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. I don't like the pigeons. They creep me out.
No.
They creep me
out. All right, can you just say if it's overrated or underrated?
Oh, I think it's underrated. I think it should be more popular. I believe it's very good. It's not the most unique thing in the world.
No.
With a talking dog.
By all means.
But it was good.
I would definitely put it on if I had to. Not had to. If I wanted to.
Yeah, I would watch it. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely sick of it by now because of how many times I've watched it.
So is it overrated?
No. But no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, since I've watched it so many times. But, like, I would watch it again for the first time ever. I would assume it's underrated.
Okay, cute. Yeah, I think it's underrated.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if people think that it's overrated or not. I just kind of made that up.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody about it.
Well, I've seen TikToks a lot.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever talked to anybody about that movie outside of this house.
Because I think it's forgotten.
So it's underrated. Boom.
Wow. We just discovered something big. Okay. Our last and final one. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Big Hero 6.
Ooh. How would that be underrated? Not saying that it's overrated. But it's so popular.
It is very popular. I don't think it's either of them.
It's such a good movie. I can't say it's underrated.
It's sad.
Yeah, they're all sad. We've already come to that agreement.
Or
that
literally all. Why are all these movies sad movies?
I don't know.
Because like in Bolt 2, isn't he a sad dog before he could talk or something? Before he got adopted, remember?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that was sad too. Lightyear was sad.
Oh my god, in the cat.
Lightyear was sad because he loses his best friend. The only one that's not sad is Emperor's New Groove. Oh, wait, no, isn't that one sad too? All right, whatever.
Why are they all sad?
All right.
Maybe that's like a key element in movies is just to be sad.
It has to be.
I don't like being sad, though.
There's not one movie on here that's not sad.
Cars 2? Was that sad? He did get bullied.
He got bullied, yeah.
That's so, but it's not like sad. It's like sabotage.
I guess so. All right, so Big Hero 6, what do we think?
Oh, my God. Underrated. If I had to pick,
I would assume underrated.
It's
too.
Such a good movie.
I think it's like my favorite movie. Not like my top.
Wait.
I think it's like top three.
Is there a second one or just the first one?
It's just the first one right now.
Didn't they make like a TV show or something on it?
I think they made like shorts.
Yeah. The shorts were good.
I don't remember the shorts.
Bro, the more I think about the Big Hero 6, the sadder it gets.
I know. Like the brother.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
I really liked it. Besides that, I did really like it.
I mean, I really love it either way because it brings the story together.
It's a different kind of superhero movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
They were all just like kids-ish.
Okay, I guess so.
I thought it was really cool.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Because, like, where have you seen a robot meant
marshmallow.
For a robot marshmallow that heals people? That doesn't exist in any other movie.
Helps people. I thought it... Oh, wait, no. He does he?
Yeah. Do you need a hug?
Well, that's not like...
I recommend you take 2 bandages or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what he says. You've seen the movie.
Whatever.
I think it's underrated. It's a really good movie.
Me too.
It's very popular, obviously, but I'm not going to say it's overrated.
No. Never.
Any other comments you want to add?
I think that's it.
That's all you got?
I think so.
All right, me too.
All right, guys. That's it. Thank you guys for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
Later.